The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Now, as we self-isolate and cocoon, more than ever, mealtimes might become the highlights of our day. So how do we make the most of what we have in stock while maintaining the right balance in our diet? Well, Roseanne Stevens is with us now with some tips. Roseanne is chef and culinary director of New Sphere in DCU, the Zero Waste Test Kitchen. Roseanne, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, the whole business of trying to balance food, I mean, we know that people, irrespective of advice, were stockpiling. And I suspect that means they're throwing stuff out which has gone off before they get to eat it.
Yes, unfortunately, the waste management companies have reported an increase of 40% in food waste in the last couple of weeks, which is a lot. So
40%
more buying
increase. Oh.
Massive increase. So more buying, unfortunately, means more wastage in this instance. So we have chance to take a breath now and to gather ourselves and maybe shop and cook and plan in a little bit more of a sustainable fashion going forward.
It is spring. We will see some local vegetables and so on, but probably we're still importing a lot of stuff. What about, you know, planning a meal so that you know you're getting what you need to make sure your immune system stays in shape?
Yes, but I mean, that's vital. I think we need to be cognizant of the fact that we might have underlying health issues that we need to look after, and also just general health and well-being, because stress is, you know, it really takes a big knock on the body, not just mentally. So a very general rule of thumb is to use a half a plate analogy. So every meal or snack, if half your plate consists of fruit, vegetable salads, and that does include pulses, we can include that in the portions, and even some dried fruit, then you are getting plenty of nutrients into your diet. And there's a lot of fresh fruit available and produce and salads on supermarket shelves. Anecdotally, I find from shopping is that the pantry ingredients seem to be quite low and quite often lots of empty gaps and being plundered. They are restocked, but that seems to be where people have focused. So I think we need to make sure we don't waste all that beautiful fresh produce and that we are buying it and, more importantly, cooking it and eating it.
Now, what about, given that people have time on their hands at home, the idea of either freezing the fresh stuff you're buying or cooking it and then freezing?
Absolutely. So two reasons really for doing that sort of meal prep and batch cooking would be that it does absolutely cut down on the food waste, but also it cuts down on the never-ending washing up. I don't know about anybody else, but my house is now untidier than it ever was being because we're at home constantly cooking. So just some ideas. If you bought your lovely fresh produce, is obviously to turn some of it into nice vegetable soups. You can also turn things into simple, low-sugar compotes and purees. So rhubarb season is coming up. Amazing poached rhubarb. You can use it in those different ways, and it freezes extremely well. You can make homemade pasta sauces, smoothie packs. And then for things that are in jars and preserved, you can do simple pickles, maybe some red onion pickle, cucumber, beetroot, low-sugar jams, and all your fermented foods. So if you want to try experimenting, things like your fermented foods and your low-sugar jams would be a really good taste to start. And they're a great way of preserving that fresh produce and then obviously getting in all those lovely nutrients at the same time. And they're delicious to eat, let's be honest. You know, fresh produce makes a difference.
One of the problems, we're told we can take some exercise every day, but not very much. So people's activity levels will go down. However, being close to the fridge when you're working from home or isolated at home or whatever can be very tempting. So there's the issue. How do you maintain, if you like, calorie control in this new environment?
Okay, now I'm going to distill down some of the work we've been doing in New Sphere. So we've really been looking at how to create new menu plans that are very plant strong, reduce food waste, but also provide delicious meals to people that they still feel they're getting a bit of a treat and a bit of a moment in the day. So I do think it's important that we have that lovely interlude and we do have our treat. And I think people, even before this crisis, talking about, oh, no, everything's fine in moderation, but no one tells you what moderation actually is. So here is a really simple formula that you can use. So we're going to introduce a little bit of math, but it is useful. Is a great number to know is your BMR, which is your basal metabolic rate. And what that is for each individual, we have a formula, you plug in some numbers, and that gives you how many calories you need per day. You can get a calculator online, just plug in your figures, and it will give you how many calories you as an individual needs per day. And then I would take 10% of that and allocate that as your treat. And by treat, I mean something that you're eating purely because it's delicious and it's wonderful, not because it has any or much nutritional value. So if you give it that space in your diet, it means that you're not crowding out other healthier options, but you're still getting that moment to savor something lovely. So as an example, my BMR is 1,700 calories per day. So it's a misnomer that all women need 2,000 and all men need 2,500 calories. We can also use this for children, obviously. They also want and need their treats. So again, very useful. So as an example, let me take one of my favorite chocolates, fruit and nut. I can have 25 grams of fruit and nut, which is 5 little blocks, one line, if you also break up your chocolate in lines, and that is 123 calories. So that's within my 170 calorie treat that I'm giving myself a day. So it's doable. I'm not being the food police here. I'm not waving any fingers. I'm just trying to give our treats a place in our diet. So I personally prefer to have chocolate every day. That would be my treat of choice, or something with my cup of tea. Or you can save those up and then maybe have a really indulgent meal over the weekend. And that's, all right, that's your choice.
The BRM, people can look it up online, but the way you calculate it in metric is 10 times your weight in kilograms plus 6.25 multiplied by your height in centimetres minus 5 multiplied by your age in years plus 5. Now, it's complicated, so look it up online to work it out for yourself. And Roseanne, you have a whole pile of recipes and articles and all of that on on your Twitter and Instagram, and people can email you on roseannestevens@gmail.com. So what's the best resource?
The best resource, I would say, is to email me for the database. I do update my social media, but not as often as the database, but absolutely follow me on social media for the chats, and you can ask me loads of questions, no problem. Tell me what you have, and I'll tell you what you can cook. And then the database, if you email me, I'll email you the link. Also gives you the opportunity then, via email, if you have any questions. And I've had a lot of questions about single people and couples, batch cooking, how to keep kids busy. Lots of those questions keep on reoccurring. So that's the opportunity to ask me if you email me at roseannestevens.com. Okay. And what the first port of call for this, just to ask everyone, is before you go shopping again, do a stock take of your pantry and your freezer and your fridge and see what you have. I promise you, you have a lot more than you realize. And if it's useful, I might look at doing something like a little warehouse for your kitchen and your stock levels and your minimum power levels and all that sort of fun stuff. That might be helpful for people who like to drill down to the nitty-gritty.
Well, Roseanne, I can tell you we've already lots of questions coming in for you. So we'll ask those people who have questions to ask you directly. RoseanneStevens@gmail.com. That's Roseanne with a Z, R-O-Z-A-N-N-E, Stevens with a V, S-T-E-V-E-N-S at gmail.com. Roseanne, thank you very much for joining us. Now, coming up next, we...